Okay. Next. The 17th, which is yesterday, of course. It's going to be 10. No, Walter Hagen, H-A-G-A-N. Mr. Hagen is a black gentleman who weighs 70 pounds with severe anorexia, muscle wasting. Patient looks like someone from a concentration camp. He has a history of colon cancer. He was seen at LBJ, where he left the hospital against medical advice. Then he received a letter from them stating that he does have colon cancer and his colon cancer is most likely metastasized, but he refused to go back for further treatment or workup. Patient lives by himself in a cabin. Patient is vague about whether or not he has electricity and water. He did not want to talk about that. He lives by himself once again. He does smoke. He does drink. He doesn't want to go back to the hospital, but he was brought to the attention of the community liaison that he's in huge, huge need of help at home with social services and pain control because of his colon cancer. Family history, no colon cancer reported. Medications, none. Allergy, none. Patient is in severe pain, not eating. Surgery, he hasn't had any recent surgery. No history of drug use, COVID immunization. He says he's had COVID immunization before. Patient review of system, weight loss. He weighs probably 70 to 75 pounds. Muscle wasting, severe. Jaundice, yellow sclera, huge risk of fall, very dizzy, very weak. Under social, also pretend, originally from Beaumont. He's single. He has four children that he hasn't seen for some time. One passed away. He has medical, but then he has a history of COPD and hypertension and diabetes, but I don't believe any of those are in action now because of severe weight loss. The biggest problem for this gentleman is colon cancer and the effects of the colon cancer. His vital signs, his blood pressure is, his arm is too thin. I'm not able to obtain a blood pressure with a regular cuff. I need a pediatric cuff. But his pulse is 100, respiration is 22. He's a febrile, heart positive, small positive, still tachycardic, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, thin. No extremity shows severe muscle weakness. Abdomen put cannot rule out ascites. Severe muscle weakness. Patient is very dizzy, had a hard time standing up because of his volume depletion and other issues. Possible brain mets. Skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment number one here, we have a date of birth, by the way, is 9/20/54. We have a 67-year-old gentleman dying of colon cancer, refuses treatment, refuses further hospitalization, refuses further workup. There's a letter from LBJ Hospital that states he's going to die unless he gets further help. Nevertheless, he's in extreme need of hospice. He does have pain that has gone unrecognized. He does need social services to help with utilities. And he needs to be kept comfortable in the last few days to weeks of his life. Listen, as I mentioned, is quite thin with severe muscle wasting related to his end-stage cancer. I've asked hospice to see patient at this time. Well, his address, by the way, is 9818 Kerr, K-E-R-R Road, Houston, Texas, 77029. So that's him.